Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Thought it was appropriate, you know.
Yeah, because you know what happened over the weekend was Sting's first public comments about
Hogan. I did not know.
Yeah, he was booked in Charlotte. It's where the Knights play, baseball field.
Yeah.
They had, I guess, a big-time event there. Sting's doing the signings, you know, so he stepped in the ring, talked about Hogan for a little bit, talked about Flair.
Yeah.
You know. How much he loves Hulk Hogan. Sad to see him go.
By the way, before we get into talking about this crap, I mean, it's my...
Sad.
I mean, it is crap. It's crap that you can't just go to the store and... I also don't understand why Walmart is the place to go and do these things. Like, I don't understand that.
If it's a space issue,
I don't know what it is. Like, it's that stuff we were talking about a couple weeks ago where, like, people go there and try to film, like, content and videos where they pretend they're farting on people or, you know, the one. It's kind of funny, but I'm the wrong person to catch with it, you know? It's like, hey, man, you're gay, right? You know, they just seem to still do that with people.
Or the guy that walks around the home improvement store asking about caulk.
Yeah.
He just doesn't have very many people to work with.
And then you have the online child predator stings. Those are usually done there as well.
They're at least in the parking lot.
Before we get into it, though, thank you to everyone who came out to Trailblazer Park on Saturday for...
The big appearance,
it
tattoos.
Was hot as all get out.
Were they giving tattoos out there?
Gift cards.
Oh, okay.
They cannot do tattoos there.
A little bit hot to get the tattoo.
You'd have people passing out left and right. But
could you tattoo my ass? It was kind of sweaty right now.
I forgot a shirt. Can you tattoo one on me? They won't let me in. What's up to Justin and Megan Crow?
Meg Dog.
He said, he brought up a freaking I think it was a golf tournament t-shirt. Old, old one. God, I didn't send you this, did I?
No.
Anyway, our faces are on the back of it, and he's like, man, I've had this for years. I want you to sign it. Okay, look. That's the shirt, right? You see it?
Oh, wow.
Old school.
Oh, wow.
But look, he said,
that's a nice shirt.
Man, I got to get everybody to sign it. I was like, well, two of them would be hard to do now. But then I said, Fatboy doesn't do many appearances. So anyway, long story short, I wrote Gamecocks on your hat. On the shirt.
You sent me that picture?
Yeah. Well, you gonna forge my autograph later?
I don't know. One autograph you might have to pump some commissary for, but yeah. At least you got the good ones.
Yeah. Also, for some reason, I don't know, maybe they'll hear this and know why I put Tahiti on here. I don't know if that's a misspelling or what. It says Justin and Megan Crow, Tahiti.
Megalicious.
I don't know. Anyway,
I saw they had a nice crowd.
It was incredibly hot, but it was nice to. It was one of those things where it's like, it's a great group of people to hang around with, though, while we're out here.
God, you joke about it, but it would have been nice to see somebody, because you haven't seen it in a while, just a dude walking around with no shirt on.
No, I'd like it.
And it's not even like a guy in shape, just like, you know.
I was going to say, why are you saying a guy, though?
That was the old thing, like, in the 90s to do.
I haven't seen topless women in a while either.
Okay, do you want the frog eyes on the boobs again?
Oh, why were they not doing airbrushing of breasts?
Why not? Because the paint would melt.
Also, shout out to TR Police, because they let me use the nice bathroom. I mean, that's the best way to say it. You know, they have, like, the park bathroom, yep. But the line was long, and I was probably doing a little shuffle, little dance while I was waiting in line, you know?
TR's coming up, man.
He's like, you want to go in here? I said,
they hook you up, yeah.
Do you sure you want me to come in there?
Because I haven't announced. I ask you to leave.
Did he say that like any preconditions? Like, look, no number twos in here. Yeah. Just number one.
No odors.
No.
Leave your odors behind.
It was only a number two. I mean, only a number one.
Goodness.
It was only a number one. I was doing that light little tap dancing thing, you know? Yeah. It was like, oh, man. This is crazy.
Come on in here.
Why is dancing making this slow down? I don't know why, but completely just stopping makes it feel like it's just going to pop right out.
Do you care if I record this, sir, from outside the door? Nobody's going to believe.
Nobody's going to believe that I let that man in here use the cop bathroom.
Rise, guys.
This is crazy.
I pee in here.
Did I have like a...
Will you sign the stall wall?
Did I have a urinal cake of like most wanted in the county? If you could pee on it.
That's great. I'll sign your name.
It had...
I peed here.
The face of that guy up in Asheville that wanted to defund the police.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Him. Yeah.
That's great.
They should have come out with NWA.
It's the deck of cards they gave you in lockup, man.
You're so funny.
Each urinal cake's got a member of NWA on it.
Swap them out. You want an ice cube? You want a macaron? What do you want?
What's your problem with NWA? Man, they said blank us.
The cops. That's not nice.
Yeah. They did blank the police. We're doing piss on NWA. That's new thing. But it's for charity. It's for charity.
Old-time criminals you could
use.
Oh,
my goodness. Well, I'm glad you had a good turnout. That's fun.
Yeah, it was good.
I like that town.
It was... It was a fun little situation.
I always have good lunches there.
Let's get really coming up. I think it's nice now.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, you didn't want to go.
Really?
Yeah.
It was the point with that, I think, is why was that the spot where travelers decided, okay, guys, we've had enough of the road. It's time to take a little rest. And we're going to do it right here where there's nothing going on.
That's maybe taking your horse down the mountain.
It's got to be what it is, because it's not like halfway in between Asheville or here.
No.
It's just kind of out there.
Let it rest before you head down to Atlanta.
I don't know. That sounds like an awful answer.
Haul your goods to ship them out.
So, Michigan is where that happened.
It's just so sad.
Michigan, anyway, Sunday, yesterday it was reported. It happened on Saturday, correct?
Yep, Saturday.
Okay. 11 men and women stabbed at a Walmart. None of them in critical condition. I'm amazed that you can get your throat slit and
I can't imagine.
Like,
so I didn't know where all he was getting people. I didn't know if he was slicing throats or.
Well, that was the according to this. See, here's the weird thing. It's two different stories on this that I've seen online. One of them says that it started in the store. Other ones say it happened outside the store.
I did hear it started in the store, and then what happened outside was a separate.
I heard it was over by the pharmacy.
Yeah, I didn't hear a specific location.
Well, I heard that. Oh man, this is real bad. Yeah, this is real bad. I'm reading more intently into this thing. So anyway, oh gosh. Okay, so after this guy did this, he had another woman. He cut a woman's throat, and he got surrounded by shoppers in the parking lot. And one of the shoppers had a gun.
Yep.
And they were telling the man to drop the knife, and he kept saying, I don't care anymore. And he, you know, backing away from the crowd, and then somebody, I don't know who, tackled him, held him down, and then the cops came.
It's probably four or five people at that point trying to circle him, being held at gunpoint. I got that audio, actually, if you want to hear
it. See, in my mind, I would have done something. But I've also been in a situation where one time when something unpredictable, crazy happened, and I was just shocked that I literally stood there in shock.
Yeah, how do you react to it? Plus, I don't know if I would. I said when I saw it, why don't you just shoot the guy? Like, why are you letting him back up? He still has a weapon in his hand.
Yeah.
But it would be my luck. I wouldn't know how to shoot him, if that makes sense.
So we do have some audio of this, correct?
Yeah, this is the parking lot when the guy's got him at gunpoint, and what the guy with the gun's not yelling at him. That's a different guy, but.
Drop it! Drop the knife! Throw the knife that way! Throw it away! Throw it away!
Hey, he hasn't dropped it.
I just called the one guy who said, hey, he hasn't dropped it. Well, thanks, buddy.
You know, and
appreciate that.
And he was, you know, he was stopped. But yet, I don't know. I know people, I don't want to bring up the whole gun thing again, but like, man, if people assume that if you have a gun, like you're using it for like bad purposes. And yes, I mean, there are people that use them bad ways, but like, it's also a way to like, I don't know. I feel like if everybody was like walking around with guns on, there would be less to worry about. I really, really do.
This story particularly changed my outlook on the guns.
Whoa.
Well, you want to get one now?
Yeah, I probably feel like I have to. And it's not like I was ever anti-gun, it just didn't interest me.
Here's the thing. You have to carry it with you all times if you know.
That's the other part of it. Like, I got kind of questions and stipulations about the whole thing. Plus, I couldn't figure out why this guy drove 2 hours to his local, not his local Walmart, but this one just to do what he did. But
I usually carry, I don't have a gun with me, but there are certain places where I do take my gun.
I take mine everywhere, including here.
This world dictates how you gotta, you know, live and react.
You never know.
Hell no, you don't ever know. And if you, like, I think less people would be screwed around with if everybody knew that everybody had one. I think it would be, I know people are going to say, well, the Old West and stuff. I mean, and you can't always just say, oh, well, the cops will get them.
Here's the thing. My daddy always said, if you're going to present a gun, you better be prepared to kill somebody.
Jesus.
No, it's true. You don't brandish a gun unless you're going to do. I mean, it's serious.
It's very, I don't want to say controversial, but some people don't want to talk about it. I don't get that aspect of it.
So do you, man, this is like that right there is shocking to me to hear that of all this stuff, this is what's going to push you into owning a gun. And will it be Clemson Orange?
See, that's the thing. Like, it, not only are you, like, you know, posed with a question of owning or getting a gun, it's like, how do you use it and when? Like, I didn't know Paige had a gun. It's very surprising to me. Several? See, now I feel like she's got it hidden through, like, each room of the house.
I do.
I don't know, man.
And I have a ninja sword.
What?
Yes. It's only to cut watermelon, though.
So I don't know if that was a joke or she's serious.
I know. I think she may have a copy of Fruit Ninja, the video game.
You might have weapons all in the house.
Why not?
I have a karate gun. So how about that?
I even donated. I gave you, what do you call those things?
It doesn't go bang when you shoot it. When you shoot, it goes, hi-ya!
In your office, you have nunchucks, because I remember giving them to you guys.
We've got nunchucks in the office?
Yes, you should.
I've never
seen
them.
I gave them to somebody.
Why the hell do I want to get a gun if we got nunchucks?
You have them, because they were donated when I worked at the Nearly New Shop, and we couldn't sell them, so I gave them to you.
What?
I don't know how to use them.
You should get Chinese stars.
You should.
Or how about this? American stars.
Yeah, there you go. Let's make them here.
Like the flag. You carry 50 stars on you.
If you can be American.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Dope man.
Yeah, boys.
You know.
12 in a row.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, school lunch meet you up in a bit. Y'all, we having nuggets, boy.
This wig make my hair like a Puerto Rican.
I love it.
Why are we playing NWA? Why? Because
Fat Boy's dancing.
I'm doing the lame fat white dance where it's kind of side to side.
I love it.
No rhythm to it.
Get it, boy. Get it.
Doing the shooting dice like you did.
Your hands aren't in the air yet, so you're not officially honking it out.
Like you don't care.
You got to raise the roof. You got to raise it kind of crooked.
The one I used to hate when people do this one.
Oh, what is that?
I don't know what it's called.
Running man?
No. Am I running anyway? I'm doing my arms.
It's like some kind of – that reminds me of the Trump video I shared. Every time he uses his hand, somebody put an accordion in it.
That's like you're trying to jog, but you can't get anywhere. Up in the air.
So, yeah, several people oddly calling and texting in asking about the citizenship of the alleged stabber.
That's the first go-to now, right?
That is the first go-to.
Figure out where he's from.
Believe it or not, this is one of our own, guys.
Yeah.
Domestic terrorism.
He's from a couple hours away. And they cannot figure out why he drove specifically to that Walmart.
Well, they try to figure that out and why, you know, the going back and trying to figure out the whys and stuff. But, like, it's a lot of those movies, you know, where – what's the one we both liked, Fat Boy? Russell Crowe, when he, like, just lost it and started, like
– Oh, dang, it was a road rage movie.
Yeah.
What the hell was it called?
I don't remember.
He set the house on fire in the beginning of the movie.
Dude, ooh, it was
crazy.
He was nuts.
And you think about like Falling Down with
that was great, Michael, too. Yep. He wanted lunch or breakfast past 10:30, right?
That's all it was. And it's just like the old...
I'd be pissed, too.
what was it that broke a camel's back?
Straw.
Yeah, straw.
Straw.
Iron Sheik, I was going to say.
I humble you, old camel.
Humble like a camel back,
you make your own cash. You sell cigarettes. I humble you.
Humble like a land of savage in the camel.
And make love to a rectum all night long.
Oh, and then savage and all this cocaine.
I do it in grudge way. really, what road has shocked me out of all that conversation is I have known Fat Boy since I was a little boy.
Yep.
And I've known Fat Boy now for 20 years.
20 years.
Yeah. Right?
Look at that. Yeah.
Yeah. And not an anti-gun guy. I remember one particular party I was at with Fat Boy back in his wilder days, and we were probably lit like
you
a Christmas
boy
tree,
litty like a kitty.
I've seen it.
And we're sitting there and we're just looking around the room, and there was like literally like an arsenal of guns, like literally where we were at this party, like an arsenal of guns, and Fat Boy's he's just.
To be big guns.
You're not anti-gun. You just said they're not for you. But yet, a full 360, as you say, you just
really want to pack some heat.
Now you're like, man, I'm thinking about it. But then, almost instantaneously, you were saying something like, well, maybe something like a gun or some kind of protection.
Yeah, I was thinking, is a gun the right choice for me? Because, like I said, why don't they shoot that guy?
Yeah.
No. I would say shoot him in the knee or something. Make him drop the knife.
You just got to know how to use it.
But it would be my luck. I would shoot him in the wrong spot and he would die anyway.
I think honestly,
Cameron Poe style,
you'd be better off running and hiding.
No, he wouldn't. Hiding? Wait a minute. Him running and hiding both?
Yes.
Where's the big hand at? Get her with the big hand.
Instead of trying to shoot a target, is all I'm saying.
The question I have is, like, do I want lethal force?
Yes.
Do I want a weapon that, like, if it came down to it, could I shoot somebody?
You're not talking about getting a taser or like a pepper spray or anything, right?
Well, is there something on the level that maybe, obviously, you're probably going to get a gun because if you're playing the odds, other people have guns and it's just
baseball and sock.
You want to give yourself a fair chance.
Here's the thing: do you want to survive or do you want them to kill you?
It's like, what's the situation? I wish I knew that. Could I kill you in a situation if I had to? I don't know if I could.
You don't think you, for, there's, oh man.
What if I'm holding the guy? What if I'm
in? I would not present a gun because he would use it on you and take it
out of
your hand.
I would smack you with it.
I'm glad there's not one in here right now. Just kidding.
I don't, like, if I'm in the parking lot of this Walmart situation, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, am I going to shoot the guy?
Well,
if I had to.
It's those moments where you have to think logical and I told you, like, and maybe one day down the road I'll go further on it because I know that it was kind of a weird door to open up, but I said on the air a while back that, you know, I should be in jail right now. Like, technically I should probably be in jail right now simply because of something that happened where I went I went over there. I went to somebody's house with a gun. I mean, and I know that's very shocking to say, but, you know, one day, maybe, I tell you. But something, you know, there's those moments in your life where you're it could be something like a red light catching you, and then you see a car, you know,
yeah,
hit down the road where you would have been or whatever. But, like, I wouldn't.
Well, that's the other thing I thought about. If you had the gun, are you ever tempted to? Not, I know what Paige said, what her dad told her, but are you ever like, well, if I just show somebody?
As well, again, you
cannot brandish.
You can brandish without ready to use it. But, like, when I left my house at night, and I can't. But when I left my house at night, I halfway there, I was like, okay, I'm just gonna beat him with it.
Damn.
I mean, like, no. I was like, you know, that maybe shooting is too much. I'll just beat him with it or whatever. But luckily, you know, nothing had to happen. And I even regret saying what I just said. Not because of any kind of implications, because it's not fair to you to say, oh, dude, what the hell happened?
But you think you're like, there must be some kind of like divine intervention.
I do. Dude, there's been several times in my life where stuff just like, clicked where it shouldn't have, or vice versa, and I'm like, ain't no reason why that should have happened right there. But then you also have to, there's that inner voice where it's like, man, are you a pussy right now? Are you going to do something about it? Are you going to set back with regret? Or are you going to do the opposite of that and do something that most people would say, yeah, I would have done the same, but you would regret because you would serve time for it.
That's what sucks, man. Getting in your head about it, there's a lot of responsibility when you have a weapon.
Well, yep. You have to be in danger before you present a weapon. You can't just...
Or if others are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So even then, it's just like, you know, the questions that run through your mind, and obviously you don't always have time to think about it, you know, when you're in these situations, but...
Yeah. Like, you do something in my family, like, you're screwed. Oh, I mean, yeah. That's just the way I see it. That's it.
You come in my house. You break in my house.
Yep. I will stomp your ass.
If my maybe dog unsuccessfully, get you,
but I will attempt to stomp your
you
ass.
You got to at least put up a fight, right?
Hell yeah. But in this case, though, like, you know, I mean, there's probably a lot of, and I'm not even going to, like, sexualize this or genderize it or whatever. Like, there's men and women both who's like, God, I need a gun, but I don't. I'm not that you're scared of a gun, but I mean, you kind of should be. Like, you should kind of be like, it's a pretty, powerful thing.
It's nothing to play with.
Yeah. And you're like, well, when do I pull it out? You know, blah, blah, blah.
That's the thing you worry about a lot.
And then, like, for instance,
I would at least.
Won't name too many names. We have a friend who was getting screwed with in traffic pretty aggressive by a group of people.
Oh,
and
gosh.
All he did was show them that he had a gun. He did not point it. He did not put it out the window. He held it up in the air. Those pussies called the cops on him, and he got arrested.
Uh-huh.
Jesus.
I mean, just for brandishing, that's that term, brandishing a weapon. So, you know.
You can't even show anybody you got a gun.
No. Like, you don't want to mess with me because if I pull over, like, I have a gun, like, you know. So he was the bad guy that day.
What if I just showed him the handle? Like, I held it from the, you know, from the hole end where the bullet comes out. And just...
Or what if you just did your fingers? Like,
I have a shotgun, and I've had somebody, like, pounding on my door looking for somebody. And I said, if you try to come in here, and I clicked it, I went, tch, I'm going to get you, so you need to leave, because I've already called 911.
You sound like a smoker laughing.
But I mean, I would not take my weapon outside and say, get off my step.
That was a quick, detailed story. You throw me with those when you throw those in there.
Why, you didn't think it was, you...
I didn't want to believe it at first, but it was quick and it was detailed. Plus, she says she has a gun in every room. I did not take you for a weaponista. I really didn't.
Well, I she doesn't want to give up her security details either. I'm not going to ask her.
It makes you a little nervous.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you know where they all are right
yes,
now?
Yes, I
okay.
do.
And just imagine, like, oh, yeah, donate that.
So if I can't get to that.
Well, hey, man, we found a 380 in this bag of clothes you donated.
If I can't get to the one, I'll get to the other. And if I can't get to one, I know I have one right behind my front door.
Jesus. Well, now, there are people like that. But
and her ceiling fan's made out of katana swords. No. So she can just reach up there and grab one.
That's the other thing. She said she had a sword, too. Like
she had a karate sword.
It's when I've lived by myself, I got really scared because people would, you know. I'm afraid. I'm very afraid at times.
Yeah.
Because people thought that I got all this money when Chris died. Well, I don't get anything, you know.
So I don't want the gun in the house. Is the other thing. I just would rather have it in the
car. Put it under one of those fake rocks, like where you put your house key.
That's where you
put the gun at.
Leah, like I don't know if you know. Like I don't feel like I need it at home, but when you get out in the world here, you feel like you need to carry it with
but
you.
But I will say this: like you're you're like when I accidentally cuss sometimes,
yeah.
Or a listener does or whatever, you're pretty fast to turn around. I mean, as one of our coworkers pointed out, you're huge. So
God, but yeah, that was kind of
that's kind of mean.
But also, I know it's kind of be weird to say.
I can't deny it.
Right? Well, he was standing beside him in the urinal. Now he's talking about his body size.
I know it's like because when I go like through the hall with somebody. I got to, like, squeeze my arms in, and the person goes, you're huge.
My arms.
I'm like, wow. Marms. I'm like, I know I am, but it's like, kind of odd to hear it.
But your reaction to – it's the listening to your – I don't know, not your heart or whatever, but, like, I don't know. You got to let somebody know that you have a weapon.
Man, I always used to think there was something to not having a weapon, something like coming down to using the fist if you had to, but nobody's like that anymore. How many times do you like videos you see of people just riding around with the weapons? You know, brandishing them like you said. Like, everybody's packing.
Well.
Or just pull up the shirt and show. First off, I never could put a gun down the front of my pants. I would be, I mean, I'd be
shoot your,
too scared your, to shoot my goober off. Last time I did that, I had a child. It's so crazy.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm.
Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or?
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Several people wanting to talk about the conversation as of this morning about, you know, many of you are saying there's several, pointing out several instances where you decided, you know, maybe not that you were anti-gun, you didn't have one. Yeah. Several people here pointing out after 9/11 decided to get a gun.
Oh, wow. A long time.
Yeah. Fat Boy, who, again, not an anti-gun person. He just never has been about that gun life, yo. Mm-hmm. He is, he's just, first off, he's a Democrat. No, I'm kidding. He doesn't vote at all. I think he should die. He should vote or die. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Vote or die. Zach has a comment about Fat Boy owning a gun.
Oh, no.
Hey, Zach.
Morning, gentlemen.
How it is?
Oh, it's a beautiful day in somebody else's paradise.
Yep, somewhere.
Well, like so you one. Say.
Yeah.
So, Fat Boy in this occasion is one of my favorite people to talk to right about now because he's on the fence of do I want to or do I not? Well, something I want to mention to you is, one, whenever you carry a gun, I carry one everywhere I go. You can't prepare enough, and when seconds matter, the cops are always minutes away.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to your own safety, the only person you can guarantee to keep you safe is yourself. And so when you're put in a situation, if you're ever in the unlikely yet unfortunate situation where you have to have one, you want to make sure you remember, one, you don't shoot unless it's absolutely necessary, because you want to give every opportunity possible to maintain the person can surrender. But on top of which, you also have to remember, when you're carrying one, you're not just protecting yourself, you're protecting everyone around you, whether it's your family or the old lady buying groceries or whatever. And like I said, in today's world's not getting any better, and I think more people should be armed. And I don't think firearms should be feared. I think they should be respected for the power they hold.
Have you had that situation where you had to use it, like, you know, just...
This is gonna sound real funny to you, but I carry one of the largest handguns you can, which is a Desert Eagle.
Jesus
and
Christ, man.
They're huge, they're powerful, wow. They're ridiculous, and yeah. I know that. But one of the things that I take care of, one, whenever you carry a firearm, whatever it is, training regularly is the most important thing you can do, so that when that moment comes, you can have a little collateral damage as possible. But two, I open carry as well.
Yeah.
And so something to mention is, usually you're not going to get messed with if someone can see it. And people love to, you know, there's a lot of benefits in concealing, but with a monster like that, most people would never consider carrying one. One, I train with it religiously. And two, I'm really hoping that if the need comes up, that massive piece of 5.5 pounds of American steel is go, whoa.
I was going to guess.
Maybe this isn't what I want to do.
I'm going to walk away.
Jesus. Damn it. I do get a little, like, off-put personally when I see somebody carrying it, because I don't know what they're going through. They could snap and just all of a sudden, you know.
But anybody that's carrying it like that, like 9 times out of 10, again, I mean, it's on display. They're just letting you know. But I feel like if somebody that had it like hidden or whatever, that's the one, you know.
The thing to remember is a majority of the people that have them where you can see them aren't there to intimidate you. They're, right. And it's just like he said, it's like, look, this is a situation, and everyone that said it is right. You cannot wave a gun around and go, listen, man, if you mess around, it's going to be a bad day. You absolutely cannot do that. That will get you thrown in jail. But what you want to do is make the presence known, like, listen, and the thing is, you have to tell yourself in the back of your head, if you're going to carry out, especially out in public, whether it's concealed or not, you have to know in your heart and in the back of your mind, when that time comes, can I make the right decision?
Let me ask you this. Are you military or former cop?
I am not former military. I have many friends that are.
Very nice. I can tell. There's something about you I can tell.
And you're very articulate.
Yeah. Seen military. That's a lot to remember. I don't know if I think about all that, but
when it comes to handling a deadly weapon, and it's, you have to know. Now, we live in a wonderful state where we just recently got constitutional carry. That doesn't mean you shouldn't go train with what you have. You absolutely need to know. And there's a bunch of people that go out there and go, all right, I have a gun now, I'm safe. That is not true. Nope. Because if you don't know what to do in that moment to keep you, your loved ones, or the stranger that is in a dire consequence safe, then that gun won't do anything for you.
Yeah, especially if you're a bad shot and you run out of bullets. And then they're coming at you.
Well, you keep one in your pocket.
Yeah.
Is what I do.
He said the longest handgun. I was thinking about the one from Batman. Joker pulled out of his pants.
Oh, it kept going and going.
Yeah, I was like, it's not that one.
Damn it, man. All right. Thank you for that. That was a great call.
Of course.
All right, my friend.
See you, buddy.
Good morning.
Desert Eagle. I've only seen him in movies. I've never seen one in person.
You ever?
We shot that MP4, though.
That was nuts.
Google what that looks like.
We had to lay down to shoot it.
Yeah,
like you couldn't hold that one sideways like a normal gun.
Like we should get like a Nerf gun in here. I'm serious, a Nerf
practice
gun.
With it,
and then you have it over there. You could wherever you would like keep it in your pocket or behind, like down in your butt crack or wherever you want to put it. Every once in a while, without you knowing, without her knowing, I'm gonna jump up and I'm gonna get behind Paige like this. I'm gonna be like, hey.
I'm like, oh, I can't find my gun. Where's my gun? It's
got to
be around here.
I'll shoot you and kill you.
Jesus. That's the psychology.
I decapitated myself trying to run over there because I didn't take my headphones off first.
The psychology of the gun in the back of the pants. You talked about it before. It's something to think about.
And you never do it this way.
The guy in the video is holding it sideways.
You don't do it sideways.
In the Walmart video, he's holding it sideways.
You hold it with both hands.
Tell you what, I did one time. I shot a gun like that just out of curiosity.
Because it's going to kick back.
Dude, let me tell you something. It depends on obviously what kind of gun. And
you're,
I think that day was just a little 9 millimeter. But it does your it makes your elbow go in a direction it shouldn't go. Like it's just a sling to it.
The recoil or whatever.
You have to hold it, look, like this.
And you also notice that people don't turn their head sideways, so they point worth a damn.
That's why
I do.
They're trying to dodge it if the bullet backfires.
Like Michael Myers should shoot a gun like that, but not you.
So should you bend the elbow if you hold it sideways, so when it recoils, it just goes straight?
I would keep your elbow straight.
That's a stupid way to hold it. I don't want to hold it that way. I'm not buying it if I got to hold it that way.
Okay.
She's got like her hand up under her fist.
I mean, it's quite some kickback to it.
Yeah,
you want to be the guy who took a shot and the gun come back and hit you in the nose.
You better hold that gun.
Get a little gun.
I just freaking shot myself.
Aim, and then.
I love the sound effects. Aim and do it again. Anytime we need a gun sound effect, I'm just going to look at it.
It's the go-to.
Paige, bang, bang.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.